you kind of realize such high digitalization all over the world, but somehow it really lacked the resource for the civil societies to protect themselves and to deliver, and also deliver their work. So that's something we really want to do, and not only in Taiwan, but also expand to all the Asia.
Welcome to a special episode series of Pretty Good Podcast, recorded live at the Digital Rights Asia Pacific Assembly in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Engage Media is here with hundreds of change makers from a broad range of sectors who have come together to build knowledge, collaborations, and momentum on digital rights in the Asia Pacific.
In this series, we are featuring a number of JPAC 23 participants working across pressing digital rights issues. I'm Red from Engage Media, and without further ado, here is our episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pretty Good Podcast, Digital Rights in the Asia Pacific with Engage Media. I am Red, and we are at the Digital Rights Asia Pacific Assembly, JPAC 23, and I am joined today by Zhu Hui. Welcome, Zhu Hui.
Hey, hello, thank you for inviting me.
And can you tell us about your organization?
Yes, now I'm working in a Taiwanese organization called Open Culture Foundation. And Open Culture Foundation, we are focusing on the open technology, which is open source, open data, and open government. But also, since we work in the open source for so many years, we also realize that with open source, you also need a digital right. So that's also in the recently 4 years, we start step into the digital rights field, and we start to focus on the regional networking and the research work for that. And yeah, so that's how we are in JPAC.
Yeah, and you've been contributing a lot lately. What particular project are you focused on right now?
So far for my project, I'm more focused on the giving the capacity building for the human rights defender in the CSOs. So because we kind of realize such high digitalization all over the world, but somehow it really lacked the resource for the civil societies to protect themselves and to deliver, and also deliver their work. So that's something we really want to do, and not only in Taiwan, but also expand to all the Asias. So that's the project now we are really putting effort on. But also there is another project that now I'm doing is we want to do the research paper, because there is no paper and the data about the Asia, and then especially East Asia. So we are focused on the East Asia and talking about privacy and the personal data right and in the CSO's voice.
So at JPAC 23, you must have been doing a lot of work related to your project, conversations, partnerships, collaborations. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, I think one thing is not very regionally or internationally, but actually being here actually bring me more locally, actually. So I think so many partners in Taiwan we never have chance to meet. We also never have the chance to sit down together and discuss together how we do the regional work together. And in the JPAC, actually, it started, and that's really odd. But also, another thing, I think sometimes we always say, like, even though sessions are awesome, but the render conversation or the session always really amazing. So that's also how I met so many fellows and yeah, I get more opportunity, but also one particular session today I joined was really good. It's talking about how you build up the local network in Burma, and also how the experience. And that's something really echo back to my work. It's like we are thinking to do that in Taiwan, but now we already got some in concrete information, so it's really kind of awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. And you are, of course, part of the JPAC steering committee that planned for this event. Like, what do you think so far about the work that we've been doing and the results?
I think it's quite amazing. Yeah. So that's why people always say like, oh, you're gonna be Asian version RiceCon. But I think it's really good that it's really like what the steering community want to see is really the putting everyone together to start the conversation and the cooperation. And that's something really happened like every day in every corner. So I think that's a great success.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And if we want to learn more about your work in Taiwan, your collaborations, like how do we do that? Where do we go?
Yeah, I think just contact OCF.
OCF, you have a website?
Yeah, we have a website, very simple, www.ocf.com.tw. So, but also, I think I just reached to all the Taiwanese fellows. They're definitely willing to share more. Yeah, so, yep. Yeah. So I think a website, or digitally or physically, both are welcome. Yeah.
Yuhui, thank you so much.
Thank you to you too.
For more episodes, go to Pretty Good Podcasts webpage on engagemedia.org/podcast. For the video, go to cinemata.org. See you at the next episode.